Hey guys, we're back with another episode in season 2, episode 2 of Sleeping with Ben. We have some more sleeping bags to talk about. So some of these I picked, some of these a friend of mine picked, so let's just get started. Today this is all on REI Co-op, or REI basically. I get a ton of my gear, like almost all of it, from REI or Amazon. So this time, we're going to be talking about a Kelty Glacier 30 sleeping bag. And today's episode are basically maybe like five of these we're going to be reviewing. They're rectangular sleeping bags. So yesterday, we talked about four mummy-shaped sleeping bags, which I have two of those, and then I have one rectangular sleeping bag. And mine's made by like some Coleman brand. So this is made by Kelty. It is $120. $120, pretty cheap for a actual like Kelty named brand, if you're looking for name brand, which a lot of people do. So let's talk about the specs about this. So it is 2 pounds and 10 ounces, which is pretty lightweight for one of these types of sleeping bags. You can choose for the zipper location from left to right, and they will still be the same prices. I like that part because I'm left-handed, so I'll be probably going for the left-handed zipper. So what's the temperature rating in Fahrenheit? So that is 30 degrees down. So the temperature rating in Celsius is -1 degrees down. So this is best used for camping. I don't know why you would not use it for camping. I would use this for maybe not like a camping trip. Well, I would use this for camping, but I would use this if you're doing car camping, which you pull up in a car and it's basically not hiking somewhere to set up camp. This is probably for people that are less experienced with camping or might not have a ton of money for a lot of camping gear. So this is an option for those type of people. So more advanced people will be talking more in this episode about more advanced types of sleeping bags. So the stuff sack volume is 10.86 liters with a stuff sack size of 7.5 by 15 inches. So it is really good. I might get one of these. I know my dad has something pretty much like this, made by the same brand and all. It packs down to size of like 2 REI water bottles, which my dad is like has 3 of these. I don't know why, but anyways, that's basically it for that. So we're gonna review another one now. So this is a more expensive by like $10 to $20. And you'll hear why in a moment. So, guess what's the brand of this is? It's the North Face. So, I have not really most of my clothing. Some of them made by North Face. And if you haven't noticed, a North Face is a pretty, not expensive, but pretty expensive brand for some of the things they make. So, this is called the Dormalent 1 sleeping bag. It has 12 reviews, which has 4.8 stars. This is made by North Face, and I got this, or I don't have it, from REI, but it's on REI if you want to check this out. So it is $160, but you'll hear in a minute. Or it's $140, my bad. So it's 5 pounds and 12 ounces. Let me tell you why. A lot of people know this, some people don't. A lot of people go for main brand. Like, a lot of people want, if they're looking for Louis Vuitton, and it's like $30,000 or like $2,000 for a belt, but you can find a belt at like the Gucci store for like, I don't know, $200, but they really want that Louis Vuitton. And it's literally like the exact same belt. They're probably, and they just like so like Louis Vuitton. And by the way, I'm not rich, okay? That's just one main thing. I don't buy
Louis Vuitton, Gucci. I only use, like, Ralph Lauren and Tommy. So, anyways, it is a brand where it's main brand. A lot of people just like that main brand. The shell is polyester. The zipper location is right. The lining is also polyester, so that's why it's a little heavier. So, 15 degrees Fahrenheit down, and Celsius is negative 9 degrees down. This is pretty good. The use is for camping. It's heavier, so this is probably more beginner level if you're looking for a more expensive sleeping bag for a beginner. Sorry, I can't talk today. It's probably more intermediate, though, so it's in between intermediate and beginner level. I wouldn't take this a overnight hike, or a hike that lasts like a couple days, 5 miles in, 5 miles out, because I would like to travel light. If you don't know me, I really like having super, super light stuff. So that's basically it for this North Face, except for the color, which is nice hyper blue and radiant yellow. And again, it's $160, and you can get one for $130 too. So you'll hear this 30-second ad, and then we'll be right back to two more really, really good sleeping bags. Can't wait to see you then. Okay, guys, you just heard that little bit cringy ad. And if you're even here still, just please, 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 this is a major thing. So if you don't go on YouTube, just check it out quickly. It's Camp Nations. Please subscribe. We have 59 subscribers, and that's pretty good, but the latest episode was like 7 months ago because of like COVID and everything. But we will be making videos shortly. I'm gonna make a YouTube video today on it for the solo stove, so you can see me in action and actually talking about it. So let's get started. So the next two episodes or two sleeping bags we're talking about are some pretty nice sleeping bags. One of these is called the Mega Sleep 2540 sleeping bag. This is made by Expand. I haven't heard of this brand, Expand. Tell me in the comments if you actually heard this, or send me a video clip of you talking. And also, if you're listening to this on Spotify, we're also on Apple Music, Google Podcasts, and a lot more. And this comes in only one color, which is dark navy and deep blue sea. So they're basically the same color. So the dark navy is on the inside and the deep blue sea is on the outside. It has this cool feature with a lot of the sleeping bags I have, which I only have three, so it's not really a lot. They have this little, like, it's like a glow stick, but it's not really. It's a glow-in-the-dark zipper, which is really helpful. This is huge. Like, it is, like, 30 water bottles big. Or that's the, like, size. I don't know why you would do that. Honestly, who would buy this? Let's talk about how heavy it is. It is 1 pound, 14 ounces. The temperature rating goes down to 25 degrees Fahrenheit down. And in Celsius, it is negative 3 Celsius down. So the weight is 1 pound, 14 ounces. The shell is 14 denier wrist rip stop nylon, and the zipper location is on the right. That's about it. I don't know if this even comes with like a bag. It does come with a huge bag. You could probably put one of these in a stuff bag, which you have zippers on each side, and then you pull those straps and then it all comes compact. But this is $140. you're just going to hear this last ad, and then you'll hear this one last, oh my god, it's like the best sleeping bag in the world for one of these types, and we'll see you then. Okay, so you already heard that ad, it's a little cringy, but let's talk about this next really, really good sleeping bag. So it is a two-person, I know, this is a rectangular, more like a rectangular plus another rectangle, but this is made by Nemo. So Nemo, I've heard about it, I haven't really bought any products from them. I think I know someone with this, I'm not entirely like sure. Which is really cool for pillows. So if you like your pillows, like everybody has pillows, you put them in this little pocket and it clips on, which is really cool. It also has a blanket. It's included, but it has like a, it's basically like a double size like bed. It's not like a queen bed, but it's close to that. This is a $300. It's actually $300 right now. It's usually $400, so buy this quick off REI right now. Like, if you really like this. Let's talk about how heavy it is. It is a 2 pounds and 10 ounces. Yes, it is ultralight. The type of insulation is this really light fabric stuff. Fits up to people that are 72 inches tall. The compressed volume of this is 5.5 liters, so it doesn't take a lot of space. And for Celsius, if you are always in for Celsius, not Fahrenheit, it is -1 degrees Celsius. And for Fahrenheit, just like I've already said, it's 30 degrees Fahrenheit. The best use for this is backpacking. If I had this, I would use this for like luxury camping or like maybe glamping. I know a lot of people know that. What I think about this, so I just saw this on REI. I'm not gonna buy it. It does come with sleeping pads that are like built into it. That's pretty cool. This is a nice bed for like sleeping in. So it's like a sleeping bag and a sleeping pad combined, which haven't seen that thing ever before. I think it's a pretty cool design. So it's a nice like yellow on the inside. Don't take that wrong by just yellow, because a lot of people think of yellow with like urine. I know that's like a weird thing to say on a podcast, but that's kind of true. But it does look pretty nice. Like it's that nice type of yellow. It also has a nice dark gray with a light gray texture on the actual top of the bed, which I think is pretty cool to see into a actual sleeping bag. That's about it, and please, please, if you haven't already, if you're listening to this on Spotify, you can also listen to this on tons of other streaming sites like, say, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, and so much more. You can also go down in the link, and in the description, I'll give you the link to my actual Camp Nation website on YouTube. And also, I'll put in the description of where you can get some really cool camping gear. So, thank you for listening into this podcast. I know it's kind of a bad podcast. If you're even listening to it right now, please just like follow me on YouTube, because that would help a lot. And see you guys next time. Bye, guys.